talking in terms of the probability of his being spoiled when he grows up, what would you say? You say when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
When he grows up, he'll have his troubles cut out for him, or what?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking in terms of probability, you say more than likely, or something like that, or likely is not?
No, I don't think I use that.
How would you describe the probability that I'm talking about? If you think that he is likely to have his troubles as a result of being spoiled.
Usually we'll use something like a percentage, we'll use 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, more than likely, okay, that could be so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call those things that are cut by a plow in the field? You say you've cut a lot of
rows.
Furrows, right. Furrows, okay. If you have a good yield, you might say we raised a big
crop.
Big crop, okay. If you got rid of all the bushes and trees on a piece of land, you say you did what to it?
Cleared the land.
Is there any particular name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Cleared land.
It's cleared land, okay. What about if you have just cut some hay off of a field, is there anything that you call the grass or that comes up again after the cutting?
Second cutting. Third.
Okay. What about any particular name for a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
This is a wild crop.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term volunteer crop?
Right.
Okay. What about if someone were cutting wheat, they would tie a certain amount of that wheat into a what? They were tying it together.
Stack. Well, put them in little stacks. Is that what you mean?
Okay. Have you ever heard it referred to as a sheaf of wheat?
Sheaf of wheat, okay.
Okay. And what about if you had several sheaves, you might pile those up into something larger. What would you call that? You ever heard of that? You ever heard of a shock of wheat? Okay. About how much corn to an acre would you say is a good yield?
I don't know.
Okay. About in terms of bushels?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe 30, 40 bushels?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call that type of grain that you use to feed horses? Horses eat a lot of what?
Oats.
Okay. And what do you have to do with the oats to separate it from the rest of the grain? You say you have to do what?
So you shell corn. What do you do with oats? Yeah, you remove the husk, I imagine.
You ever heard it spoken of in terms of those being thrashed?
Yeah.
Thrash those?
Right.
Okay. All right. If there's a job to do, and the two of us have to do it, you would say that you and
I
have to do this, okay? And the job is not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Both of us, okay. If you were going to do something with another man, you would say that are going to do this, okay. If you went over to a person's house and you knocked on the door and somebody inside said, "Who's there?" you would say, "It's..."
What is that?
Okay. And if you were inside and somebody knocked at the door, you were inside.